Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Today is Friday, July 17th, 2026, and we have some truly groundbreaking news to discuss, especially from the open source AI world. Kicking things off, Moonshot AI has just launched Kimi K3, a massive 2.8 trillion parameter open weights model. This is a huge deal, Jane, as it's now competitive with frontier models like Anthropic's Fable 5 and OpenAI's GPT 5.6 Sol, even beating them on certain benchmarks.
That's right, Paul. It's a real shakeup, especially coming from a Beijing-based lab. Kimi K3 features a 1 million context window and excels in areas like web research and coding, which is incredibly impressive for an open weights model. And the fact that its weights will be published soon is a game changer for the open source community.
Absolutely, Jane. This really underscores the growing power of open source AI. Speaking of which, DeepSeek is now valued at $52 billion, showing massive investment in this space. And we also saw Chinese President Xi Jinping advocating for open source AI development and criticizing Western export restrictions. It's a clear signal, Paul, that open source isn't just a niche anymore. It's a major player on the global stage. DeepSeek's valuation highlights the economic confidence in these models, and President Xi's comments really frame it as a geopolitical issue, emphasizing the importance of shared AI development. Indeed. Now, let's pivot to a different kind of breakthrough. OpenAI's GPT 5.6 Pro models have achieved major advancements in advanced mathematics. One user even reported that Sol Pro helped close a 30-year open gap in mathematical optimization theory. That's truly astounding, Paul. It shows these models aren't just regurgitating information. They're demonstrating genuine problem-solving capabilities in highly complex, abstract fields. The fact that it was formally verified in Lean speaks volumes about the rigor of the AI's output. It certainly does, Jane, from abstract math to practical development. Linus Torvalds, the creator of Linux, has openly welcomed AI tools into kernel development, rejecting anti-AI policies. But on a more somber note, Meta is facing a lawsuit over AI-assisted layoffs, with employees claiming they were targeted while on leave. Torvalds' stance is pragmatic, you know, seeing AI as a tool to enhance development rather than a threat. But the Meta lawsuit, Paul, raises serious ethical and legal questions about how AI is being used in HR decisions. Using AI to disproportionately affect employees on leave is a very concerning development. Very true, Jane. Shifting gears, we saw some big funding rounds today, with Fireworks raising $1.5 billion and Databricks securing $3 billion at a massive $188 billion valuation. Also, Huawei unveiled its Atlas 950 SuperPod AI supercomputer, and OpenAI launched full-duplex ChatGPT voice. Those funding numbers, Paul, really highlight the continued investor confidence in the AI sector, especially for data and infrastructure plays like Databricks. And Huawei's new supercomputer, combined with Moonshot's Kimi K3, shows China's significant advancements in AI hardware and model development. OpenAI's full-duplex voice just makes the interaction even more seamless, doesn't it? It absolutely does, Jane. A truly packed day in AI news. That's all the time we have for today's Merge Sort AI Digest. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you next time for more AI news.